WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. As the search continues for a missing Monmouth County woman, we know a man who once dated her may have a history of abusing women. Nobody has been charged in the disappearance. And Patrick Lavery joins us live to explain the new information. Patrick?
Eric, details keep emerging about 29-year-old child porn suspect John Osbilgen, who twice in the last 6 months was accused of abuse. First in June, a victim saying he allegedly pulled and dragged her by her hair, causing minor injury. A second complaint in September, accusations of hitting a woman's hand, causing thumb injuries, and hitting her in the back of the head. In between those purported incidents, Osbilgen and Stephanie Pars announced on Facebook August 19th they were in a relationship. Both of their profiles now say single, and it is not at all clear if Pars was the victim in either case or if both encounters were even with the same victim. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Investigators are trying to determine why a 16-year-old suspect pulled a gun at an LA area high school campus, killing two students and wounding three, before turning the gun on himself. The boy hospitalized in critical condition after the attack at Saugus High School, which took place on his 16th birthday. Shocking is how quickly it all happened.
From the time that he withdrew the handgun from his backpack to the time that he was on the ground with a gunshot wound to his head was about 16 seconds.
Police officials say three off-duty officers were dropping off their own kids. They responded immediately, but it was too late. State lawmakers have taken the first steps towards banning flavored e-cigarettes and traditional menthol cigarettes as part of a package of legislation to respond to a youth vaping epidemic.
West Windsor Plainsboro High School North student Olivia Brandorf says her generation is suffocating in a society filled with flavored air.
My friends are addicted. My friends are reliant on a device that is killing them. They believe they're invincible and will never be the person attached to an oxygen tank.
Jenny Lamont of the New Jersey Principals and Supervisors Association says a survey of school officials last month found usage has skyrocketed and that electronic smoking devices disguised as other products must be banned.
The prevalence of e-cigarette use on school campuses has serious, significant, critical, and impossible to manage.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Cleveland Browns defensive star Myles Garrett could be facing an unprecedented suspension from the NFL for his violent outburst in the final seconds of a win over the rival Steelers. Garrett ripped off Pittsburgh quarterback Mason Rudolph's helmet and then clubbed him in the head with it. Social media ignited after the incident, some current and former players calling for Garrett to be criminally charged. The former number one pick did speak with the media after the game and was contrite.
Embarrassing, foolish, and bad representation of who we want to be and what we're trying to do with the rest of the season.
It is likely the NFL will come down hard on Garrett, possibly suspending him the rest of the season and maybe more. Fake Super Bowl and World Series rings have been seized by U.S. Customs agents in New Jersey. A package containing 1999 Yankee World Series rings as well as New England Patriots Super Bowl rings intercepted on the way to a Pennsylvania address. NJ.com reports if the rings had been real, they could have been worth over $500,000.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.